Professor Kobe Michael is a PhD Senior Researcher, Editor-in-Chief at Strategic Assessment. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm good. Thank you.
So we have noticed an uptick, or what seems like an uptick, in these random, or what looks like random terror attacks. Is there any, first of all, what has happened? What are some of the incidents, and do we know if this is now a trend?
Actually, what happened yesterday is something that happens every day and in very, I would say, high numbers or quantities. Uh-huh. The only difference is that most of the events, or most of the trials to terrorize Israel in Judea and Samaria are prevented by the General Security Services and by the IDF.
Right.
But, you know, even when you make 100% of efforts, it doesn't mean that you will achieve 100% of success. And from time to time, unfortunately, they succeed. And what we saw yesterday was two successes. Fortunately, they ended only with wounded people, not killed people. But it was in the south of Judea and Samaria, in the Hebron area, and in the north area, near Jenin, Reichan. One was a shooting, and the other one was rubbing, trying with a car.
Yes.
It is important to understand that we are talking about, everybody can go to the official web of the General Security Services and to find out the figures, because they publish it. And just recently they published the figures with regard to 2024. So we are talking about something like almost 2,000 terror attacks that were prevented. Okay.
Has the activities in Jenin by the IDF, has that assisted in reducing a number of the attempted attacks?
Yes, of course. I mean, not only in Jenin. By the way, the same method that we have in Jenin is found in Tulkarem and Nur Shams refugee camps. But there is no doubt about it. I mean, there is a very significant reduction in the numbers of the terror attacks. But even with that reduction, okay, and I'm talking about a very significant percentage of reduction, we are still talking about a huge number of terror attacks or terror activities.
But fortunately, most of that
is prevented.
Right. And that's the thing, is we only know about the ones that aren't. We never really know the number that are prevented. Was the impact of the war in Gaza could be in either direction? It could obviously ignite much more terror, or it could, because of vigilance, reduce the terror. What have we seen in the last 19 months?
There is no doubt that the war in Gaza increased the level of terror in the West Bank. But we have to remember that we are in a war against the terror in the West Bank, in Judea and Samaria, since March 22 long before the October 7th attack. Okay, I mean, it began in March 22, and by the way, it began inside inside the state of Israel. I mean, in the borders of 67, in two attacks by Israeli citizens, Arab Israeli citizens that were affiliated with ISIS. One of them was in Beersheba in the south, and the other one was near Hadera. And then it was spread to the West Bank, and we found ourselves in a terror campaign in the West Bank, where Jenin was the pumping heart of this terror campaign. And in October 7th or following October 7th, it was increased. Okay, I mean all the terror attacks. But on the other hand, it is important to notice that there is a distinction, okay, mm-hmm. between the terror cells, the terror organizations, be it Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Fatah, and the other factions, I mean the activists, the militants themselves, the terrorists themselves, and the population itself. And although the population in the West Bank, the Palestinian population in the West Bank, supports the terrorism and supports the October 7th attack and supports Hamas, okay, generally speaking, they are really frightened, and they are really, I would say, they don't will to actively participate in terrorism because of what they see in the Gaza Strip.
Right.
Because they understand what might be the consequences,
right.
Okay?
Right.
So there is a difference between, I would say, an ideological support in terrorism and, I would say,
active support.
Active participation,
yeah.
Okay, or active support. So
right.
Important to notice.